Hey everybody, what's going on? This is the Random DJ Fluff Show, where we talk about all types of stuff. Today I think somebody did something and basically opened up a can of worms, and I'm a little vintage right now. What I basically mean is I feel like venting a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna probably let you know some deep stuff real quick about DJ Fluff 313. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really care. I'm literally gonna produce this album. I really don't care how people feel about it, because hey, it is what it is. I can't lie about it. This is real stuff. So, without further ado, this will be probably some cussing going on. I ain't really mad. It's just the fact that Negro disappointed. You feel what I'm saying? So, I'm driving, I'm having a blast, and I'm basically about to vent to you. Okay. This thing is about my biological father. Hold on, let me see. You know, I ain't even gonna talk about him first. So, this is about my stepfather, basically. I have two brothers, and, you know, their father was literally a father to me. Way more of a father to me than my actual birth father. You know what I'm saying? Love him to death, boy. You know what I'm saying? We had to bury him about almost 2 years ago and everything else. Still love him. You know what I'm saying? Ricky Smith forever. I praise his name. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have to raise me. You know what I'm saying? I always say we as parents, we don't have to be perfect, because no parent is perfect. I'm not perfect as a parent. And Ricky Smith had his faults, but the thing was, if your best attributes weigh over your faults, then you great with me. And that's the best part about Ricky Smith. It's like, you know what? I love that man. You know what I'm saying? But the other guy. Let's talk about him for a minute. So, this Negro goes around, in the 60s or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, Afro or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He want to be a bricklayer. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Nah. One thing about it is, he don't take care of no responsibilities. If he had an excuse or anything, damn, bro, I'm almost 40. You might as well just go tell me. You know what I'm saying? Tell a nigga excuse. Put your kids together. This nigga has over 31 kids. Or it could just be 30. Now, at first, he didn't. His brother basically spilled the beans. Because we asked him, how many is it of us? Like, bro, how many kids that Joe really has? He said, I don't know. He basically knew, but he was shaking his head like, I can't even tell you. So, with that being said, we was throwing numbers out there. Is it 12, 16, 15, like 20, 24, 20? Bro, is it this? We kept throwing numbers out there. When it got to like 29, he was like, oh, shook his shoulders and walked out the door. Basically saying, that's 29. Now, I have two brothers also that, you know what I'm saying, by my pops, you know what I'm saying, by Ricky Smith. And what it is that you add that up, that's 31. I got 31 siblings. You feel what I'm saying? And it's kind of crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? Now, if I went around and I went ahead and laid down with all these women and had babies with all these women, and I couldn't take care of each and every one, can I at least do one thing? And this is what I always ask. I said, damn, cuz, he can't never even just, you know what I'm saying, hey, I'm going to come by 2 to 4 times a year. I don't got that much money, but we going to throw some hot dogs on the grill. We going to all meet up at the thing. I love y'all. Y'all my seed. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat y'all just like that. You know what I'm saying? Something similar. But no, I will respect that. I totally would. But no, this nigga go around and try to see all his baby mamas more than the kids. Who does this? Dog, we are all grown. So when we was young, I guess we was going for the bullshit. But dude, we more grown than you. Damn, cuz, like, come on, man. You can't. And you know what I'm saying? Nah, you can't literally sit his kids down and say something to him like, what's good? Like, the time that I knew that this nigga don't know nothing about me is when I was in a restaurant. Now, mind you, not too long ago, I ate, you know what I'm saying, with my stepfather being alive, we ate breakfast at this restaurant. You know what I'm saying? We hung out at this restaurant. You know, I know that my father didn't have that long to go, but we ate breakfast at this restaurant. Now, I was basically at work or whatever, and I'm chilling. And next thing you know, like a, what was it, like 2-3 years later, I see my real father in there. You know what I'm saying? Not the same day. It's 2-3 years later. And I say, hey, what's up? I give him respect and acknowledgement because I'm a type of person, you know what I'm saying? I know you ain't really taking care of us like that, but I'm still say what up. Because the fact is that, to a point, literally, I believe that I'm a better man than him, for period, bro. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to tell you how it is. So as I said, what's up? And everything, like, yeah, man, you know, really doing all this bricklaying stuff and everything. I'm like, bricklaying stuff? What? I know that you're trying to do your bricklaying thing and you're trying. I said, man, I wasn't trying to do that since I got out of high school, really. Like, I'm a bricklayer and everything else. But like 5 years after high school, I was like, the heck with this bricklaying stuff, even though I have I'm licensed to be a bricklayer. I'm like, man, I'm good. I'm straight. But that's all he really know about me. He know nothing. He seen my son one time. He don't desire to see. He don't want to see no grandbabies. He don't want to see his own kids and everything else. All he want to do is do what he do and do what he want to do. And that's kind of like, it's a little selfish, a lot selfish, especially when you got that many kids. Now, you laid down with him. Nobody gave you that option. That was you. You know what I'm saying? You decided to talk to those women, and plus my mama. But you know what I'm saying? You decided to talk to these women and everything else. So, with that being said, like, bro, like, you lay down. Take care of what you did. If you did it, take care of what you did. Now, the problem is, seen this nigga not too long ago. And because of the situation with when I left at the Coney Island breakfast place, the diner, and I left, and I literally, in my head, I'm saying, like, bro, this nigga don't know nothing about me, cuz. And he don't desire to know nothing about me. Like, he don't want to. He just know this particular thing, and he gonna roll with it. And then, you know what I'm saying, see him not too long ago, and you know what I'm saying, I ain't even say what up to the nigga, cuz it's like, bro, just, today I really don't feel like saying what up or being in your presence right now. You know what I'm saying? So I feel, you know what I'm saying? And then to a point, I feel kind of wrong because it's like, damn, bro. Are you know what I'm saying? Are you being fake when you say what up to him? No, not really. When I say what up to you, that really mean I'm saying what up. Again, some type of love. But today, it was like no love. I mean, not today, but like a couple days ago, no love at all. Why? Because I think what it was is that root conversation, that one conversation at that diner, literally led to, bro, like, seriously, it literally led to, you know nothing about me. My son's a junior and you probably couldn't even tell me his name. That's messed up. Like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, my son has his own, he want to do his own thing now. And that's cool. He got his own personality and everything. And my thing is Father's Day today. But I couldn't even imagine not being there to know what he liked, what he desired. Teach him something. Tell him about these ladies in these streets. You know what I'm saying? That's the father's job, really, man. You got to, when they turn a little bit older, you please get on that. Not too long ago, it was a couple of days ago. I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm not holding nothing back today. My wife had a stroke not too long ago, and she's okay, just in case you was wondering. And a while ago, before the stroke, like, you know what I'm saying, a year before that, we taught my son and made sure we drilled it in his head how to act in an emergency situation and how to, you know what I'm saying, how to basically, you know what I'm saying, who to call, what's going on. Call me, I'll call certain people on three-way, and we gonna get there to your location. What's the block and everything? He did phenomenal. Now, let's just say I did what my father did and was like, oh, kids, no, I don't do that. I just want to run around in the streets and, you know what I'm saying, do what I do and everything else. basically there would have been a loss of a life. You feel what I'm saying? I would have been, my son would have been panicking. If I wouldn't have been there for my son, he would have panicked this time and he wouldn't have known what to do, crying and everything else, and just being basically being out there suffering. And some stranger probably would have came up, but how today's people is, they probably would have took her purse and walked off and left, you know what I'm saying? And if I was like my pops, I never would have got mad, you know what I'm saying? So I'm out just being a player and doing what I want to do. You feel what I'm saying? So with that lesson, just that one lesson was a trickle effect. That trickle effect led to my son basically saving his own mama life because I was there in the nick of time because my son did what he was trained to do. With just that little thing. Sometimes it ain't the big things. It's the little thing. With that little thing basically says, I care. And if I care enough to take my time out to do that, that means that my real father don't care. If it would have been an emergency situation in any type of like the thing with me as a kid and my mom's a single parent, we just would have been fucked. That's it. Nothing else. That's it. Like literally. And it's kind of crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? With stuff like that can go on and you know, anything can happen at any time. But as a man, you're responsible for what you bring into this world. Now, if you only, and I'm not even gonna lie, this man really only taught me how to finesse the, not really finesse, but how to do the bricklaying thing a little bit, how to, come to the construction site, what to wear, about some chubby chicks, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, my father loved the chunkies, you know what I'm saying? And it's in the blood because I love the chunkies too. And, you know, but, where the fuck is the life skills at? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you taught me how to be basically how to be a pimp, a player, and how to lay a brick or two. And then I still went to school for that. So you ain't teaching me all that. So what did you really teach me? That's the whole thing. I have got all my lessons from life from Ricky Smith and Cynthia Harris. My stepfather, which I call father for real, and my mother. So what I'm saying is, on Father's Day, I'm not mad. No, I'm not mad. But when I see you, I even think about you, my whole face turned up a little bit. We're having and my mama just sent me Happy Father's Day today. She don't even know I'm in front of her. But my whole, when I see you, I think about you or something like that, my whole face kind of turn up like, nigga, I got a sour taste in my mouth, nigga. Because the fact is that you was on some bullshit. And the fact, you know what's crazy? This is the horrible part. If he even heard this, this nigga would get mad. How you going to get mad? If you get mad, punch yourself. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. He got a sister that no matter what he do, on some spoiled nigga shit, that this nigga can kill 20 people. His sister got his back. Now, don't get me wrong. Hey, that's sister love. But damn, cuz, these are your niece and nephews and your, you know what I'm saying? These are relations to you. This is still your bloodline. And it's like, dog, you had how many kids, nigga? And, you know, it's just kind of weird. It's just kind of weird to me. Now, your boy DJ Fluff, I ain't really mad at him. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's what you did. I still came up strong. Because if I'm mad at him, I got to be mad at a lot of people. What this is also saying, let me tell you what a lesson I want you to learn from this whole situation. Well, that's all I want you to learn. I want you to take with you is the new age people cut people off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. And when they cut them people off, they cut them all the way off. Right? Now, what I learned out of life is You can't get that far if you cut these people off. My real father cut me deep from before I was even born. Basically cut me deep. Gave me the reality of, nigga, you mind, you're safer with wolves than me. You feel what I'm saying? Gave me that reality. You know what I'm saying? But that, what it did was, it didn't make a little, I wasn't a meal, baby. I was not a meal. But what I was I took in a little bit of anger from it, but also I applied that to anything positive that I do. So what I do is I flip it on them enough to be like, you know what? I ain't even worried about it. Exactly what a lot of people say. I'm a be a man with them or without them. Somebody took that man role place. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Don't even need them. But also with that, I'm not even mad at them. I ain't tripping. Because when you're mad at somebody for so long and all that other stuff, guess what? They basically won. They won the hidden battle. Because the fact is, you know what I'm saying? You could be mad at that person enough so it can make you sick. I tell people all the time, man, look, your emotions are spiritual. Your emotions ain't just regular. Oh, man. No, they're spiritual. And if you let that person drag you down in the mud, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say I was mad ever since I was 15 on up to now. I'd have been an angry brother. And like I would have to say, like a definite big bro, big mentor, E.T., he basically said when he found out that his father wasn't his father, he had a whole lot of anger and issues he went through. See me, what I did, I had to flip it on him. I had some anger or whatever, but I just turned it into like some graffiti and I flipped it on him. So a lot of people would be like, man, you graffiti? You literally go around a city and spray paint on the walls illegally for what? Nigga, I'd rather have that be my therapy than literally lashing out. So let's stay on point. The lesson is, don't just cut people out your life, even though they cut you deep. Just know what they do. Know how far you can throw them and know how to treat them. You feel what I'm saying? See, right now, even if I see my pops today, I ain't gonna give no announcement today, because guess what? Today, Father's Day. Not today, baby. Not today. Tomorrow, I'll give you the decency of a conversation. And I'll give you the decency of saying hello. You probably get a handshake or two. But to be like, yeah, you should come over my house. No, because you're not gonna come. Why should I even do that? What would be the point? And then, oh man, you should, my son's graduate. No. What should be the point? Because you're not going to come. Not only is you not going to come, and did you really deserve to go that far in my life? Nah. And not being disrespectful. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I still even get, you know, but I still give him some respect. But the fact is, you can only go so far. And that was your option. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. That idea I had, I think I even told him that. I said, man, why don't you once or twice a year, you just grab all your kids together and hey, throw them all to the you don't gotta give everybody money or nothing. Just buy some hot dogs. I'll help you out. Whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Buy some hot dogs, get a bouncy for their kids, and you know what I'm saying? Just get all your kids together and just have a pictures or two. Because I'm gonna tell you one magic thing. If it comes down to it and you need a kidney or a liver, and you got all these kids, you got plenty of kidneys and liver, but who gonna give it to you? Let's go up a little bit farther. When it come down to it, and you, let's just say you pass away, your obituary would not have none of your kids in it, really. And if their name is in there, they're like, dog, who put my name in there? You know what I'm saying? So, real quick, you playing yourself. You're not playing us. It's just weird. It's just weird to me. It's like, come on, man. We can do better than this. It's just weird. I understand you want to be a player and everything for how long? You 60-something. You're just not starting to really look old now. You're starting to look at your age. Because I ain't going to lie, this nigga was like 59 and still looked like he was just hitting 30, 35. I was like, man, that's crazy. But that's a good thing, because don't get me wrong. Those are some good, strong. He got some strong genes, because I'm strong as an ox. And he, same thing. He's strong as an ox too. And we don't look old at all as any of his kids. Like,
We're not going to look old for a long time. That's cool. I threw the benefits of it. You know what I'm saying? Anything else? Yeah, it's all right. But y'all, I just had to halfway vent and just basically throw it into a life lesson. Because I think how it came about was this. It was the funniest part. It came about by I was at a photo shoot, just taking a photo shoot, and I got my step pops. I have my stepfather. I have his watch on. You know what I'm saying? It was blessed to me. You know what I'm saying? Since he had passed, and I have his watch on, and I had like a bulletproof vest on, and I had my signature computer head on. And I was taking a picture and everything. And I decided, like, man, look, this for his Father's Day, and I got a bulletproof vest on. This for all everybody and their baby mamas. They crazy baby mamas. That's what you got to wear. So get the yapping on it. It was funny. It was very funny. Then I thought, like, dog, I should throw my real father's name at the bottom of this when I put it on Instagram. And I was like, you know what? Nope, I ain't even going to do it. Then I thought about, like, why the hell not? I ain't gonna throw his last name, but I'm gonna throw that Joe out there. I don't really care. It's like, come on, man. I'm not about to hold yo bull crap a secret from everybody else. The world should know. The world should know that you a hoe. Cause look, look, my man, this Nick, man. Every time you see him, he got a new girlfriend. Like, come on, cuz, damn. Another one? Another chunky chick? Oh, okay, all right. Man, this nigga get around. I'm just say that. And this a little crazy. But yeah, my thing is this. I got too much God in my heart to be having any grudges to anybody. So, with that being said, I'ma say goodbye to y'all. I have a smile on my face, so if you hear it, I sound a little raspy, but no, I got a smile on my face. How I feeling inside is, you gotta dust your shoulders off, baby. You know what I'm saying? Your father or no father. Hey, you gave me some good jeans. Holla back, pimpin'. I got something out of the thing. You know? So look, I'ma hit y'all later. Y'all make sure y'all carry the spirit of the Lord with y'all all the time. You know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day to me and happy Father's Day to any other fathers out there. Take care of your kids, man. And make sure whatever y'all do, please teach your kids how to work in emergency situations. Man, I was so blessed the other day. And, you know, I think that's a must sit down lesson. And even y'all had to sit down a whole week or two and practice that. You know what I'm saying? Kids will remember. They will remember the whole thing. Teach them everybody number and everything. Thank y'all for your time and everything else. You know what I'm saying? See y'all later. Peace out. Your boy DJ Fluff. Oh, P.S. My album is coming out in January. It is coming out. I'm with Titan Records. I'm having a ball over there. And we have literally just came out with the album. The album is called The Empire Snacks Back. I have to change the cover again because legal situations. And now I'm with a label. It's a whole different story. So without further ado, I will see you guys later. Stay blessed.